Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Well, 3 out of 4 isn't bad, so we'll get this started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
Robert today. Let's call you Robert. Yeah. I like it.
I think I'm still Barbie Triple E.
Roger Robert.
Roger Rabbit.
I'm going to go take a shot of whiskey. I'll be right back.
Okay. Going to work on the grill, shot of whiskey while we talk. I'll start with public announcement type stuff. You guys, if you want to have us pick a topic, talk about something, or if you would like to join us and keep us, we can keep you incognito. We just meet via Zoom meetings. It's pretty easy. I don't care what part of the country you are. Just go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Spell it correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. There is a button to contact Roger Robert, and there is a button to contact me, Janet Valentine. And we'll try and get you accommodated. This is also the place all you flies on the wall, if you want to make comments, like what should we change the name of this podcast to, something easier for you to type in on the URL so that you don't have to learn to spell monogamy. Something that in your kids in the car, when they look at it, don't look at why is mom listening to Beyond Monogamy? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll make that change sometime this year. But yeah, it's been brought to our attention that we might get some more listeners if we made it a little bit more easy to be incognito with what it is that we're discussing. Suggestions so far is dinner with friends. That one's leading, I think. Flies on the wall is another one. And then you can't make this up. Now, I want to say the word shit, but we'll get in trouble for the URL to say you can't make this shit up. So you can't make this up is another one. So we got 3 in contention right now. Dinner with friends, flies on the wall, and you can't make this up. We'll see what happens with that. And I don't know if Steve's going to make it or not. He's got family and stuff, and family always gets in the way. And you kind of got to stay quiet. You can't say, hey, guys, I got to go and do this sex podcast. Okay. Where we talk about being. Oh, and as I said that, here he comes.
Oh. Yeah, he probably did say that.
Hey, can we stop talking now while I go to do my podcast? Because I got to do a sex podcast.
Yeah, pardon me. I'll be back in about 30 to 40 minutes.
Anyway, so fun stuff. You want to start, Roger?
Yeah. So, where we're at, we had a Nothing Bunk Cakes open up right down the street.
Got it.
And I've had them before, you know.
Right now, do they fit on your dick? That's what I want to know.
We're coming to that. I'm
so ready.
It will make it fit. They have
His dick is too
it
thick for.
appealed to me right it appealed to me right away because they have right now they have a banana pudding bundt cake, and it is amazing to just if you were to just get it and sit in your car and eat it. However, for my birthday, I wanted D to ride my cock and feed it to me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you are
Oh,
combining the best of both worlds.
totally. Let's work off these calories while we eat these calories. Let's work off
That's
these
right.
calories.
All I can say, whether you like banana pudding or not, I fucking highly recommend it.
Which part? The
Fucking or the
combo?
highly?
I think it's the combo. I think you got to have them both.
Oh, having a hot fucking woman just grind on you, and then just feed you a bite.
I think that's great.
Next level, next level.
Happy birthday to me.
You name it. Yes. I'll never think of
So
birthdays the same.
there was no sploshing involved, however. You didn't sit on the cake.
That was Steve's laugh for
that's
all y'all because
coming.
Steve has finally joined us. The professor's joined us.
Sorry.
Part
That's all right.
B, pun intended, is coming. Probably
Okay.
this weekend.
All right. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it.
So,
I'm just I'm wondering if you take the just the chocolate bundt cake and then you put peanut butter over the top and you pop it on the dick and then you go Reese's Pieces surprise.
I want to lay on your massage table and
Oh.
just and just put that thing on there and
Oh.
hey everybody, dessert is served.
Oh, wouldn't that be so fun?
I could see that happening.
We have done with Missy Evil sushi across her body. She has been a sushi model. And so we've done the naked sushi across her body. That was really pretty fun.
Nice.
We have done how inventive can you be about where you put the strawberries and cream? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still for, I mean, we're coming up to there's possibly going to be a time where we're going to meet at a party in the next coming months, coming up,
Sure.
hopefully. And if that happens, I believe we should take the blindfold and we should play whose pussy is this or whose dick is this?
Oh,
Okay.
wow.
Totally.
Name that organ.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've played a variation of this game before, which is what are we fucking you with? Sometimes it was a dick, and I had to say whose dick it was. And sometimes it was something, and they put a condom on it. And at one point it was a cucumber, and another point it was, I can't remember what else they did, but it was pretty fun. But we should do a name that organ. Can you name that?
Can you name that digit? Can you name that organ? Can you name
Can you name
that?
that pussy? Right? I mean, let's do it with the guys. Women, we do it th with the glory holes and stuff all the time. Well, why not?
I'm all for it, and I think everybody else standing around should have those squeaky chickens, and that way
You
it
can't
kind
hear
of
the voice
deadens
of
the sound,
somebody.
so you can't hear. Yeah, you can't hear if somebody can't hold back the moan or not, or it just the
Right, because if it's the tornado, she gets on and starts whirling, then you know exactly whose pussy that one
I people are
is.
just gonna have to start wailing on those
That's
stupid
right.
chickens.
You're right. That's right. Or just everybody has to wear sound
Earphones, right? Right.
Oh, I am all
Sound
about it. Black it
right.
out. Oh, black,
Oh, let's put
yes.
on some of our good music, like give
Oh,
me some
yeah.
Barry White, Teddy
Eddie
Smalls, let's
Pendergrass.
go. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, let's go.
All right.
Yes, I believe we should play those games. That's why I really want you to come out of retirement and join us, Barbie, just to stand there and have fun.
I'll hold up the cards. 9.6. Very good. Very good. And take notes for the Olympics. Okay. What are some other things we can have in our sex Olympics?
Especially because we could do it, you know, this person has 5 minutes or 10 minutes to do you or whatever. And so then it can be, you know, and then it's name that tune, name what that is.
Exactly. name that body part.
You know, and here's the thing is we can get, you know, in the middle of it, you can switch out somebody and see if they notice that you switch out the person.
Yeah, exactly.
Really mess with their minds. Really mess with their minds. I started watching trash reality TV just to take my mind off of when work gets really stressful or when stuff gets really stressful. I will watch trash reality TV. It's great to fall asleep to because they can wake up and go, oh, you know, half hour later, they're still talking about stuff. Or I can go back and find out who it is. So I started watching Love Island, and Love Island, the difference between what they call a dress and what they call a bikini is very little. Okay. They're not covering up very much of the women, which is fine. I'm not going to be one of those old people that says that. I mean, you know, fine. You want to show this stuff? That's great. You got the body, girl. You show it. Some of you girls shouldn't be wearing that shit, but that's okay. Because it's Love Island and you're on TV and it's a reality thing. They play games where they ask questions. They ask the question, how long does the average man's orgasm last? What do you think the answer was?
The actual orgasm? The actual? Yeah. It's got to be actual, like, what, 25 seconds? What, 20 seconds? Right. You think that's
say
shorter than that? Huh?
It's shorter than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I agree with Roger. Like,
what was
between,
it?
Didn't you say 12?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
The correct answer is 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Six.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they want to do it over and
three,
over again.
4, 5, six. I'm coming.
Don't stop.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I do believe mine lasts longer than that.
It all depends on which one you're on. Okay.
Well, no, but I mean, like the one that I believe feels the most like a man is the clit. Mm-hmm. And when you have that orgasm.
What I'm saying is what number I'm on. So the first one, you get me there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to last longer than 6 seconds, okay? Then it doesn't take very much longer for you to go away and then bring me back up again to that summit. Then I'm at 4 or 5 seconds. Pop, pop,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yep.
Then for me, you got to work really hard to get to the third one. Yeah. But when that third one comes, oh my gosh, that's shnikes all the way. That's screaming about firecrackers. That's give me a dick. That's all those things at once when I'm at the third one. But that to me feels almost like 20 to 25 seconds, 30 seconds long, at least.
Well, that one's almost like a physical. It took so much to get there, you know?
Right.
That the release is so long. Yeah, right. I agree with you. Yeah.
Right. So if you can get me to the third one, I'm happy, happy.
We're blessed, aren't we? We can do it like that. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. pretty much if you're, yeah.
Where we're also blessed is we can fake it easy.
Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In many areas of life.
a long time ago when I used to write my blog, I asked the question, from the people who were listening on the blog, there's like 30,000 followers. And I asked them tell me if you faked it, but what percentage of you faked it or what percentage of the time did you fake it? And you know, how had you faked it? And the answer was 75 to 80% at least had at some point faked it. Okay. I have faked it just because I wanted him to get his fat ass off of me. Okay.
Numerous times.
Right. So then you're just like, and so then you fake it. And, you know, Harry Met Sally type stuff. You can't fake it. Yes, you can. You listen to it. Every woman can fake it. Okay. How good of an actor or actress they are, whatever. I've learned that if the coconut oil is nearby, it's easy to kind of grab that on the side and throw it in there and go, it's really wet. to cheat on that one. But then I asked the question about how many men had faked it. And the answer, about 50% of the men that were fans of the blog had faked it at some point. And I was like, I'm thinking, how do you fake it? And the guy, one guy answered back, easy when I'm doing doggy style. He's like, it is so easy when I'm doing doggy style for me to act like I came and stuff. And he goes, and then if I...
There's usually evidence.
He said, if I have a lot of spit, I'll just put it on there.
Okay.
Or lube, if there's lube nearby. Have you ever faked it? Steve, have you ever faked it?
No, I've never faked it. And I don't think it's that easy to fake it. I don't know what the heck he came up with this idea. But most women, they can tell when you are coming. Elle knows every time. I have several women know. I think it's bullshit.
If it's the first time with the guy, I think you can fake me out. I think you can. Only because, especially if you've made me come and I'm really intense and there's a lot of blood going through there and a lot of, you know, tenseness. Yeah. So I think you could, right?
Yeah. If you're soaking wet, yes, I could see
Fabio,
that.
Fabio can't fake it with me, just like the other person. Yeah. You get to where you know the person so well that you can't fake it. And that's why it was almost hilarious to me when he figured out that it was a guy that was sucking on his dick and his dick went down so fast. It's like, you can't fake it. You're not into that. Okay.
Yeah.
Once that brain kicked in, like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it's also, men are so homophobic on this. Why do they like to go into these dark rooms where there's like 10 or 20 people? And do they just feel around to see if they have balls? The person who's sucking your dick has balls? Or do you just let it go and c'est la vie?
That's a good question. We've never been to one, but we know people who have been to parties. I'm going, well, what happens? And who was it? I can't remember who it was. Somebody we know went to one, and he is homophobic beyond belief. And I'm going, what the hell happens? You got to feel around. I'm going, okay, I just so wait a minute. Are you gonna say you I said you feel a Woo. Mouth on your cock? Are you gonna start reach down, start feeling? Has any balls? Has feel his face? Even has whiskers or what? I don't know.
My!
So,
well, I did watch this interview with a young man who was talking about growing up in an era of so much access to porn. You know, and anyway, but. He said when he first started having a lot of sexual relations, he found going to places like that were the best to do it because he says, I'm not gay, but I just didn't care. You know, I'd go into a dark place. Right. All I wanted was sex. And he said, I didn't care. But if I didn't know, I didn't know, you know, so right. Glory holes, all that stuff. He says, I just wanted the event. I didn't want a connection. I didn't care. And he says, there's no way I'm gay. I mean, I have no attraction for men at all, but I just didn't care what was on the other side. So I think there's a lot of that. I mean, if you really are after sex, you know.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Are you tired of awkward eye contact across the hot tub? Sick of trying to remember if Steve the Professor and Elle were the ones into eating cake off her coochie? Or the ones into everything else? Then you need the Swing Sync Party Pager, the first wearable lifestyle device that lets you know when someone across the room is interested in networking. With SwingSync, simply clip the pager to your belt, purse, or wherever your outfit still has fabric. When another compatible pager wearer walks by, you'll get one of three alerts. Beep, beep, friendly chat. Great for conversation, cocktails, and pretending you understand cryptocurrency. Beep, 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 open to adventure. Things may escalate past the charcuterie board. Beep! Cancel tomorrow's plans.
Before SwingSync, we spent hours trying to figure out who was flirting with us. Now the pager just vibrates and we're like, oh, the bedroom upstairs on the left.
And with our new upgraded hot tub radar mode, SwingSync can detect chemistry through steam, bubbles, and questionable lighting. No more whispering, no more guessing, no more accidentally flirting with the DJ's wife again.
SwingSync not responsible for jealous pickleball partners, awkward brunches, or matching tattoos obtained after midnight. Also, not guaranteed to rust, bust, collect dust for 30 days or better, or your vaginal lube will be replenished.
So stop playing the world's most confusing game of Are They Just Friendly? Upgrade your night with the SwingSync Party Pager. Because when the vibe is right, you shouldn't need a spreadsheet.
SwingSync. When the room starts buzzing, you'll know why.
Well, when I first started this 20-something years ago, many years ago when I first started swinging, it was a long time ago, it was really difficult to find, and it still is today, to find somebody who would say in their profile that the guy was bisexual. Because everybody was so homophobic about it. There were so many men, that the older men, that were like, yeah, I don't want to have them touch my dick. And my question was, then why is it that you want to see two women together? Why is it so hot for you to see two women doing it and not two guys? And they would tell me, I can't explain it. I can just tell you it's in my head. The fantasy of two women together and then me being in there with them is great. My whole thing is, my experience I've seen is, if the two women that are together are really good and you bring in the third guy, he is nothing but a dick and they're not going to really please him as much as they're going to please each other. And then right. You're going to lose. You're going to lose if you're the guy jumping into the two girls.
That's a legitimate question. I mean, if it's so hot, why wouldn't you think that more women want to see two men together?
And I don't know if it was society's norms, what we were grown up with, what we were not as liberal and free as people are today, the alimony that happens, the asexual stuff that happens. I just can't imagine, because like when my legs are open and they're up in the stirrups or they're up in the ropes and I'm leaning back and being kissed by somebody, I don't care if it's a guy or girl, they're kissing me good. That's good. And I don't care whose lips are down there. I just want them to be good. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't care if there's ovaries or balls attached to them. Just do it right. Okay.
That's all right.
And so I think about the guys, especially that have this hang up, and I don't know, Roger and Steve, I don't know if you have this or not. And I'm not trying to judge you or anything. I'm just saying that I'm sorry that you missed out on it, because there's got to be a guy that's out there that knows how to suck cock better than women because he has a dick. One of the reasons why we're pretty good at licking pussy is because we have a pussy, so we know what it feels like to have this done. Wouldn't the same be? You guys are both looking at me with white faces.
I know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about that. We were at a party at your place, Janet, and there's a lady there. Elle goes down on her and is there for a while. And when they're done, the lady sits straight up and goes, oh my God, you know, you are fantastic. How long have you been doing this? And Elle says, you're the second woman I've ever gone down on.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh my God. And she goes, well, what's the deal? She goes, well, number one, I know what I like. I know what to do. Number two, yeah. I listen. So yeah, you know, it's, so yeah, I'm sure there's somebody out there, a guy out there who's going to suck cock better than a lady. I've never met him yet. So.
If you're this guy, are you going to even take the chance because of the way that the parties are like, nope, no guy on guy stuff.
So. You know, I think, and this has happened in our group, a circle of friends, and they've said, we don't care what a guy does. If he wants to have sex with a guy or whatever, but we're going to judge. Yeah, it's okay to do it, but we're going to judge you. I'm going, wait a minute, that makes no sense. It's okay for you and another woman to play.
Right.
But if two guys play, you're going to judge them. And then another guy says, well, if there's a guy who's going, wants to suck a dick, he goes, we're not going to be friends with him. So I think a lot of times in groups, you have that concern for people who are, well, even though they're supposedly friends, they're going to judge you because you do something different. And I think that may be part of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, the stigma of it. You know, are we going to lose his good friends, or are they going to judge us? Which, number one, I think it's being stupid, being judgmental. If it's okay for you to eat pussy, why should not a guy be able to suck another cock? Exactly. I don't get it. So
it's all sex. It's just sex.
I wouldn't jump to the front of the line. Ideally, you're just in an orgy room and somebody's just sitting on my face going to town and it happens and it was great. And I would jump up and be like, damn, babe, talk to him and ask him what he's doing. But
I have had that happen when I've gone down on a woman and she's only had it for the first time and she's never had it by anybody else. I will have the boyfriend standing there watching it. She comes up screaming and goes, oh my God. And then he's like, show me what you did. Tell me what you did. And I try to tell them. Okay. And it happened in Paris and the guys in French could not understand anything I was saying in English. Okay. Trying to teach them how to do this. I first of all, I'm going to promise that I'm not going to do this to you. And you can trust me. But part of me went to, if we do meet in person pretty soon in a couple months and you are blindfolded and we are playing, whose pussy is that? What if I get a guy to suck your cock and it's really fantastic and you're blindfolded?
Be like, damn, that was amazing.
I'm telling you right now.
That was so amazing. That
you play the game.
He shaved and everything.
I'm just saying that when it comes to that point, she steps aside, he starts to do it, you don't feel it, whatever, and you get the best blowjob that you've ever had. If that blowjob comes from a guy and we take the blindfold off, you're going to be really mad at me. So I'm telling you now, I'm not going to do this. But part of me wants to break the freaking rule and do it. Okay. But I won't.
Of course you
don't. Well, partly because I know there's nobody else I can convince in our group to do it.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody in our group I can convince to do it.
I don't know what guy is going to turn down the best fucking blowjob. Like, you were laying there minding your own business, concentrating on something else, and you just couldn't even hold that in. And I'm not turning it down.
That's part of why they set up at every naughty in New Orleans. They have typically every night a dark room set up so that you can go in and explore those things. Okay, we will not set up a dark room if we blindfold you. I promise I will not have another guy suck your dicks. Well, okay,
there is. I mean, if you're I mean, you're putting it out there like, hey, this is the best. I mean, I think I mean it we do
And
this because we love sex and it's fun, and I think the more creative you get with it, the more you get out of it, and you know, doing something like a blindfold, a dark room, anything where you can start taking some senses out of it and let it heighten others. I mean, for the people who haven't done it, yeah, that's it's nothing like it.
There's also, I will tell you that you do not have a guarantee that it's going to be just one mouth. Because I have gotten very good at this. I'm very good with Marilyn, and I were very good at the double blowjob. And I think I've done a double blowjob with L. Okay, where one side, go up, down. You hit the tip, I'll hit the balls. Let's have some fun. That was a lot of fun.
And so you know, again, you're throwing that out there, but then saying this is the best. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
Oh,
but
I think it's
just one guy, just one mouth, or two mouths. I mean, two is one is none.
I don't even know where I would start to find a guy that would do this. I know that in our group, there's not a guy. Okay.
Yeah.
In our acquaintances, there's not a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Now,
I've been sitting here looking at airline tickets while we're talking. I mean, I may have to just jump in there. Everybody's got their price.
Maybe
Yep.
Crimson will come up with somebody. So,
Oh, I'll have to ask her.
Ooh,
yeah, tell her to listen to this episode and see what she thinks. Let's get in on this, her thing. I mean, I think part of it is the social mores. The reason the dark room really works is because you leave all that stuff behind. You leave all the senses, and that all you get is the feel. And you don't know whose fingers, whose mouth, whose that's attached to. Obviously, you know the feel of a dick when you touch a dick, and you know the feel of a clit and a pussy when you play with a pussy. But, as to whose dick is going in what pussy and whether or not it really even is a dick, maybe it's a toy or something.
Dildo.
I would be thoroughly pissed if I went into a dark room and somebody was fucking me with a dildo,
Oh,
because
and I guarantee you'd know it. You'd know it.
I would
You'd
know it, and
know
I'd be
it.
like, get this shit out of here. Okay, I don't need false honor. There's no
That's
falseness
right.
here.
Yeah.
False
That's
honor. Stolen valor.
Yeah.
Yes, no props allowed.
Oh God, that's
The
horrible.
real deal. Oh, that'd be terrible if somebody brought that and tried to zap you with a dildo.
No, anyways.
Love it. Now I want a dark room party.
Okay. Well,
Been sitting here
it
talking
could
about
be
it.
accommodated at some point, although again, in your head you go, I want a dark room party, and then I think about the episode about Kodak Moments and how a bunch of our old asses are falling over shit in the middle of the room. Oh, I broke my neck. Oh,
It's a
no,
great
my
idea. Fuck, who put that there? God damn, my toe. Oh.
Or we could put three mattresses on the floor, then we'd all play hell getting up off the floor. Give
I'm
me a
just looking
chair.
for the bathroom.
Give me
Yeah.
a chair. I gotta stay at
Drag me off
the
this.
floor and I
Drag
can't
me
get
up.
up. I'm getting down on
Oh,
that mattress. I'm not getting up until I'm ready to go.
I got a cramp. Where's the door? I got a cramp. God dang, I gotta walk it off.
Oh,
People
there's probably more truth to that one than
Yeah.
any of
Old person's dark party.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, good
Okay, for all of you
job.
people that did not make it to the end of this podcast, it's too bad, so sad, because that's been the funniest thing we've talked about this evening.
Yeah. Joke. Oh, that's great.
Okay. I think it's a good place for us to end this. I thank you for all the flies on the wall that decided to listen today. Like I said, go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Oh, tip Mandingo, because he does those things for free. And if you haven't listened to his latest commercials halfway through the podcast, they are freaking funny. And I until the next time, I really hope that you come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.